Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's defense minister vowed to step up attacks on Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group, even if a ceasefire is reached with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Sunday anyone who thinks that a temporary ceasefire with Gaza will also apply to Hezbollah is mistaken. Diplomats from the United States and European countries have presented a series of proposals hoping to produce a deal that would tamp down the border conflict. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers had been killed since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago, giving the first official figure for more than a year. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard reports.
Zelensky on Sunday told reporters that 180,000 Russians had been killed in the fighting. Russia does not disclose military losses, which it regards as a secret. Both sides regularly describe the other's military losses as vast. Battlefield casualties are a highly sensitive subject in Ukraine, which is trying to reform how it mobilizes civilians to join its armed forces after last year's counteroffensive failed to break through Russian lines. Zelensky said that that plan had been leaked to Russia.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro gathered thousands of supporters in Sao Paulo on Sunday to demonstrate political strength amid investigations that many believe could land him in jail. The far-right former president called the rally after being targeted by a police raid earlier this month investigating an alleged coup attempt. This